For a Florida grower to invest in trees, he has to understand that there are going to be market opportunities for him 20 to 30 years from now, as that's the average age for a new citrus planting. So as we started to investigate what might the world look like in terms of citrus production, taking into account our understanding of what's going on in China and in Brazil and in the other producing markets, we realized that there is a huge opportunity for Florida to continue to expand their citrus production capabilities. As the world population continues to grow and the economies of other countries continue to expand and to get more wealth, it's clear that orange juice is going to be one of those items on consumers' list that needs to be fulfilled. And at current production rates for both Florida and Brazil, we're not producing enough to keep up with that worldwide demand. So our objective in putting together this forecast was to basically point out what is the potential opportunity for Florida growers. And it turns out it could be as much as half as much as we grow today. That's a huge opportunity, but for us to take advantage of that, we need to get busy today and make sure that we have supply in the pipeline to fulfill that type of demand.
I think you said in 40 years there will be 6 billion more males to feed on Earth. Does that sound right?
It was 2.6 million. It's 2.6 billion, excuse me. But that still is quite a few mouths to feed. There's about 7 billion people on the planet today. So that is about 35 to 40% more human beings to feed in 40 years. And the fact is that the amount of arable agricultural land is not expanding. It's actually declining as more people consume that land for their residential and commercial purposes. So the land that's in agriculture today needs to become more productive. So we in Florida have a great opportunity to produce more citrus products on the per acre than we're producing today.
I believe I heard you say in Florida we need to get back to 200 million boxes in 20 years. Did I hear that correct?
That's exactly right. If we take our econometric model and only change two small variables in that model, and that would be population growth in the United States, as well as a small, slight increase in per capita consumption growth, back to levels that would still be below where we were in 2000, we will need at least 200 million boxes of Florida oranges in order to fulfill that market need within 20 years. And that's at the current price level. There's a lot of misconception that we need to lower prices in the marketplace in order to sell 200 million boxes of fruit. But I'm telling you, in 20 years from now, when we have many more people here and our per capita consumption is up a little bit, we can sell 200 million boxes at the prices that growers are receiving today.
And you pointed out there aren't that many nursery trees available to reach those kind of levels right now. We need to plant more.
Yes, that's exactly right. We have been averaging, since we went to the mandatory covered nursery program, we've been averaging about 2.5 million orange tree propagations per year. And in reality, we lose about 2.5 million trees per year. So we're not gaining any ground on increasing our production capacity. So we need to ramp that up to about 4 million propagations over the next 5 to 7 years in order to take advantage of this opportunity that we'll be seeing 10 to 15 years from now. That is a critical point that we need to have some resolution to if we're going to be able to meet this challenge.
Bob, I believe you told the Citrus Commission you get calls almost weekly from investment bankers wanting to know should they invest in Florida citrus groves. What does that tell you?
Yeah, that's exactly true. I continually get calls, requests for information or for meetings, whether they're from people that have been close to the citrus industry or people that are not involved in the citrus industry at all. It tells me that there are a lot of people concerned about the capacity of agricultural lands, including citrus lands in Florida, that are looking for information to make investment decisions. I believe that we're right on the brink of having some new capital come into Florida to invest in citrus. We just need to continue to be positive about these future opportunities.
If folks can hang on short term, we got our share of problems, some declining orange juice sales, greening, canker, and other issues. But if we can hang on, you think the future looks bright then years out down the road?
I do. I think that we're at the same type of turning point that we were in 1963 when we had the major freeze then and everybody thought Florida citrus was going to go away. And then the 1980 freezes where we had 500-year freezes. Florida growers are resilient. They came back from those freezes to produce more. And I think we're in that place today. We just need to stick to what got us here, hard work, resilience, and perseverance, and that's what will make this industry expand again. I do want to make it clear that I believe from, like I say, using our econometric models, that within 10 to 15 years, we could sell 200 million boxes of orange juice at current price levels, at the prices growers are receiving today, just based on the fact of population growth and per capita consumption growth. And those are assumptions that are well within our means.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.